Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. This morning, before we get into our prayer time, I just wanted to read a short paragraph from Ephesians 3. It starts in verse 14 and it goes through 19. And I just thought it was really appropriate for our prayer time. So, for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. I'll tell you what, I just feel the need to pray and to kneel before God for his love. A, to thank him for it, but also to just pray that I would be rooted and established in him. So with that, let's go to God in prayer. Lord, we come before you and we're so grateful. You are the creator of all, and yet you came to earth, you died and suffered, and then you have given us a part of you, your Holy Spirit. Also that we could fellowship with you and be made right with you. Because you want to fellowship with us. You desire us. You desire to walk with us and talk to us. So Lord, I'm so grateful. And I pray, Holy Spirit, for you to guide this time. Guide this prayer time and open our hearts and our minds to you. And Father, we come before you just grateful for who you are. You're the name above all names. You're the one and only true God. You're the creator of all things. Mountains so high we can't see the tops, and oceans so deep, nothing we have has ever seen the bottom. And stars innumerable to count. You are the creator of all, and full of mercy and grace. So, Father, we come before you humbly and gratefully, seeking out your will, seeking you today. I ask, Father, that your Holy Spirit would talk to us today, and that we would hear him, we would heed him, and that we would be empowered, strengthened to do your will. Because without your strength, I can't do anything. I can't do what is right. Because all things that are good and loving and kind and gracious come from you. And I just have an old nature that wants to dominate. So, Father, I submit to you today. I submit to you, Holy Spirit, my heart, my mind, and my complete self, for you to control, for you to take over and use. And Lord, we come before you seeking out your mercies upon our families. We love them so much. We are so grateful for them. And even when there's conflict between members, even when there's conflicts from parent to child, from siblings or others, we still love them and we're grateful for them. And I pray where there is conflict that you'd bring healing. I know there's conflict in my family at this time. And Lord, I pray for your healing, a breaking down of walls, a making tender of hearts, and that you would just restore relationships that have been damaged. I ask, Lord, for everyone from my nephews and sister, my children and their mother, and amongst themselves, and even with my brother, Lord, I just pray for your mercy and your restoration of the family. Lord, I come before you seeking out where our families have challenges. There's illness. There's financial challenges and issues. Whatever it may be, addictions or just broken hearts. And I say just, but it's such a bad word. It's a four-letter word, Lord. And I pray for your healing upon all of our families. Those addictions, those hurts, those pains, those fears. I ask, Lord, for your mercy and your grace and your healing to be upon our families. I pray for your angels to stand guard about them, to be a hedge of protection, to keep them safe, and for you, Holy Spirit, to move in a mighty way in amongst their lives, for them to feel you today, where they may have felt far away from you. I just ask, Lord, that you would touch them with your presence. Bless them with your love and your mercy and your presence being physically felt amongst our loved ones. I ask for your safe keeping of them around their hearts and their minds to keep Satan away from them. I pray in Jesus' name that you, Satan, and your henchmen are bound away from our families. You have no right to our loved ones, for they are God's children. It is not by my words, but it is by Jesus' blood and sacrifice that we bind you from our loved ones, from our families, and our lives. Lord, fill those spaces, I ask, with your Holy Spirit, and keep our families safe. Keep us safe as we are in a spiritual battle on a daily, on a moment-by-moment basis. Lord, I lift up our nation, our land, to you. It is in a battle, and it's spiritual. And Father, I come before you praying for your mercy to be poured out, for your Spirit to be poured out upon this land once again. I ask for your angels to come across this country, your Holy Spirit to fill our hearts, and for us to bow down to you, the Lord God, and to stop bowing down to Satan and his henchmen with these crazy ideas that truly right is wrong and wrong is right. Holy Father, God, protect this nation and restore it, I pray. Our leaders who need to be removed, I pray, Father, that they would be removed in November, that they would no longer be there, and that instead there would be people who love you and love this country and love the people of this country, that don't see them as a profit center, a way to manipulate and to steal, but one that wants to care for them and help their lives to be better. That the people of this nation aren't tools to be used and harvested, but instead that they truly want to serve the people of this land, that they love this land, and that they would restore it. Father God, be with this nation, I pray once again. I pray for a revival amongst our people, that people would remember who you are. And you made us great, nothing else. And lastly, Lord, I pray for our relationship with you to continue to grow. I pray for your angels to be about us. As we continue to grow closer to you, there's more opposition to that. as we come against Satan and his henchmen and his forces, there's more opposition against us. And I pray for your protection about us. I ask, Lord, most of all, that we would hear your voice and do your will. That we would love you with all of our hearts and our beings, so that we can love our neighbors ourselves. I love you, Lord, and I thank you for all you've done. At times I feel quit, and at times like a failure, but every day you pick me up, and I'm thankful. I'm grateful for your mercy and your grace. Lord, be with us today as we go about our days. Help us to live a life that's worthy of you, I pray. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.